Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
And she's in the flesh, in the building, in the studio in Thembusing Dubazana. Always lovely having you.
Hello. Always lovely to be here. I'm good. How are you?
Whew. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having me again.
Some difficult stories sometimes,
yes.
You know. Yeah, so we're here. Thembusing, you want us to talk about self-defense.
Mm-hmm.
Let's define legally what self-defense is. Self-defense, is it self-defense if I think you are going to hit me? In other words, I think.
Mm.
Ne? It doesn't land.
Yes.
But you are coming at me. Or would it be deemed self-defense if you brandish a firearm, for instance?
Yes.
You don't shoot. You don't do anything. You just warn me and take out a gun.
Yeah.
And I, in retaliation, shoot you.
Mm.
Would that be called self-defense?
In the first scenario, yeah, you're coming at me and then the slap doesn't land.
Yeah.
You're preempting something.
Yeah.
It is not self-defense because something has not happened.
That's the problem.
So the law is
so
like,
if I didn't duck, he was supposed to hit me first.
Yes.
Yeah, when I you see, the law is not fair. So Mudibedi must hit me first.
Eh.
If I'm quick and I can get away from him and I hit him back, it's not self-defense.
No.
I can't.
Because now, yes, he did attack me, but did it land? No, it didn't land. Then what were you protecting yourself
because
from?
That thing that was coming. And I wanted to teach him a lesson. I'm going to smack him back. Aye. So, yeah, now he tries to hit me.
Mm.
And I'm quick on my feet. And in fact, give him a hiding. It's not called self-defense. Because because he wasn't successful.
Let me put it this way. Each case is judged on its own merits.
Labon.
Ne? But if in this scenario, it was a situation you were able to duck.
Yes.
Ne? You were able to duck. The law says run fast.
Because I'm fast on my feet.
The law says flight.
So, and... No. Life doesn't work like that. I must make sure he never tries that again. No. And also, remember, that he missed me the first time doesn't mean that he's going to miss me again.
True.
You understand?
I agree.
So I must pump him so that he doesn't even try it again. And asanama.
Really, now you're walking in the field of, did you exceed the bounds of self-defense? Yeah. Because when I'm about to monitor, you can't do this to me.
I can't try it.
And you can't even think about it.
Never. He must never. Never again.
Now he goes and opens a case against you.
Dream of even attempting to raise a finger.
So now he goes and opens a case against you. I saw GBH. You give him a blue eye. You broke his fingers.
No, there's blood everywhere.
Everything.
I want a blue eye.
No, it's attempted murder.
I have hit him so hard. Everyone must see.
Holy.
You must never try that nonsense with me.
Yeah. So now he opens a case against you for attempted murder. And now you're saying, but he was coming at me. And
no,
then
he tried to hit me.
No, but that word said he tried.
He tried to hit me and I wasn't going to have it. I wasn't going to have it and I needed to show him who's who here.
So you see, in that aspect, that try and fail is going to work against you because Mudibedi now has a case.
Yay. The law is not good. 086-000-00959. You can send a voice note on 063-688-0959. This is not how life works.
True.
You come into my house. You break into my house. Ne? I can see you. I have a gun.
Mm-hmm.
And while I can see you, you may not have a gun pointing at me, but I can see you. I quickly take out mine and I shoot.
Yes.
I shoot. And not only do I shoot and kill you.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
So you see, I'm glad you brought up that because now it deals with various criminal aspects. Ne?
Mm.
With regard to the gun, that is regulated not only by the Criminal Procedure Act, but also by the Firearms Control Act. So if you're a licensed firearm holder, operative yes, word is licensed.
Absolutely. I am above board. Nah, I've got my license. I'm authorized to have the gun. My gun is always in a safe place. Mm. My gun is always, NJ. Everything is above right. board. Mari, this idiot comes into my house.
Yeah.
And I see him first.
Mm-hmm.
And I shoot him.
Therein is where the problem is. Because you're a licensed firearm holder, the standard is higher for you. Not for the person who's jumping into your property.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Breathe.
Guamila.
Yeah.
This is my house.
Yeah.
This person is trespassed.
Yeah, trespassing is the charge. The charge that we're dealing with here is trespassing.
They are not supposed to be in this perimeter.
True.
Hmm? Babies, I can see them breaking in.
Mm.
What must I do?
You, as a licensed firearm holder, cannot.
Okay, what? Okay.
And shall not, under no circumstances, shoot.
What must I do?
You either shout and scream and let them know that you are
Never.
Aware that they are there.
Icon.
Or you then call the police or whatever the case may be. But with that standard that I'm talking about, the Firearms Control Act is very stringent. If you're going to use your gun, when somebody is jumping over your wall and you can see them, as long as the threat is not imminent at that particular instance.
What do you mean your, the threat is you, not imminent? He's trespassing.
I get a howborn.
I
Therefore,
can see him.
Hey, but when a howborn, he can't see you. So if he can't see you, it means there is no threat to your
he
life.
He knows there are people in the house.
There
what do you mean
no
he can't see
to
me?
Your life.
There is no threat to your life.
I'm telling you.
This person that's coming into a property that's occupied knows there are people inside. In fact, maybe he can hear these people talking.
Of course.
And he jumps in. Just because I'm born.
Yes.
Aye.
Yes.
Mm-mm.
Because the definition, the threat must be imminent. So in other words, either he's coming charging with a knife towards you, then you have a right to pull your firearm and you shoot. Or he's pointing at you with something that looks to be a firearm. You have the right to now pull yours and you shoot. But if this person is still jumping over the wall and you're seeing him or her over the video CCTV footage and their back is against you and they can't see you and everything and you shoot, that's murder. That is murder.
Okay, let's get serious because I actually see where you're coming from. And this points to that case. Yeah. The guy that fed the ladies to the pigs, because his argument is that they were trespassing.
Yes.
That's his argument.
Mm.
And the law says, so what?
Yes.
I mean, you have no right to shoot them and then feed them to the pigs.
Correct. Correct. So
I see where you're coming from, except let's then talk about the imminent danger and threat to your life. It's a fine line.
It is. That's why the test is subjective.
Mm.
So the merits of each case will differ. Horina, what is the definition of what imminent danger is? And there's self-defense and there's private defense. Yes, there's no real distinction in law, but it is important for us to understand private defense and self-defense. Self-defense is exactly as the definition says.
To my person.
But private defense can be defense of somebody that you know, you love, or another person in society who is being attacked.
Mm.
And you are legally obliged to protect that particular person.
Mm.
But one thing that we should be very clear on is that, especially when it comes to firearms, there is nowhere in the law that gives you permission to have private defense over property.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to a firearm. Yes, you can have a situation whereby you
So in the house is a little bit different. In the event, because a car, for instance, I mean it's a catch 22 in my view, because what happens between you and the person who's maybe hijacking you? So much can happen in that. Whether they're going to harm you or just take the car and not harm you, you know, South Africa is very violent.
Yes.
So it's tricky in the sense that you are under the impression they're here to hijack you.
Yes.
But we've also seen that they hijack and harm.
Correct.
Right? So how, and it happens so quickly.
Yeah. So in such a situation, that's why the charge hijacking, it is armed robbery, the Schedule 6 offense. So like I said, this test is very subjective to how the situation was and the merits of the case as we go on. So in that situation, the courts have most of the time do what we call a judicial notice. So they take judicial notice is accepting that this thing is a norm. It happens. So I, as the presiding officer, will take judicial notice of this. So if you had to pull out your weapon because you were getting hijacked, whether it's light, whether it's dark, it is a common thing that 90% of the time when you get hijacked, there's usually a weapon of sorts that is involved. So if you were to pull your gun out and you were to shoot at this person, you could be deemed to have acted in self-defense on your person, because whether you're not protecting the property at that time, you're protecting yourself because you know there's a greater chance that I will get harmed while these people
because
are conducting.
They use a gun to hijack.
Correct. And there is also this assumption that no, if I'm carrying an air gun, I'm fine. You know, I can, Ngatso says I'm debating with it, an air gun, so that he can stay away from me. In the Firearms Control Act, it is a firearm, it is an antique fire weapon, an air gun.
You mean us? If you have some little toyan.
Yes.
What would be the charge there?
Pointing of a firearm. Has a pointing of probably whatnot. It's pointing of a firearm. An air gun is defined as a firearm. Please be very aware of it.
I never.
Just cause why you're always regular there and you think, you know what, gets you upset and you point out that air gun, I can go open a charge against you for pointing of a firearm and you're not looking at anything less than 5 years imprisonment.
Oh, guys. Mm-mm.
How sharp.
No. The guy comes to hijack me.
Yes.
Yeah? I have, because anyway, in Nakelugwar, I have something that looks like something. It may not even be a gun. Something that looks like something, because I want to scare them away. And then I'm going to go to prison. Huh?
So in that instance,
I am afraid. Can I try in here? Because I want to deter these people. Because I'm in against a speed. I can see the guys coming, and then I quickly hoy out mine, and then I'm going to prison.
In that scenario, it's different. It depends on each case.
No. Remember, I'm not saying that I saw. Sometimes, I'll give an example.
Yeah.
You've seen how the guys at hijack don't necessarily take out a gun to shoot. And make it look like they are holding a gun.
Yeah.
The impression being, nah, the one who has been attacked, I get the impression that it's a gun. Sometimes they may even argue they didn't have a gun.
Yeah.
I then pull out mine.
Yes.
Even if it's a toy gun.
Yeah.
And then I'm the one going to prison.
So what they usually do in that circumstance, these guys, if they happen to get caught, remember that when you do
put out that gun,
they run away. But if, let's say, they do get caught and they decide to open a counter charge against you for pointing of a firearm, these matters usually appear at the same time and they're in the presence of one prosecutor. So what happens is that we look at the merits of this docket, we look at the merits of that docket, and if on the face of it, prima facie, you can see that these ones, the hijackers, were the ones who were actually the initiator of you forcing your hand to now bring this, then the charges get withdrawn. But it's still a process that you need to prove.
But here's what I'm struggling with. I'm not even at the point of them instigating violence. I'm at a point of they came to hijack me. So we would not be here if people had stayed wherever.
Yes.
And they left me alone.
Yes.
If they didn't come and rob my house, if they didn't come and hijack me, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Correct.
So if they stayed wherever and not bothered me, Why are we even talking about a gun? We're talking about the fact that these people came with nefarious intentions.
That's the downside of the law, unfortunately.
I don't know. Let's take a quick break and take. I don't know. Maybe I'm a bit slow today. Maybe it's me. 086-000-0059. Tabi Seng is here to answer any other legal question. If you have some, she's really here to help you out. You can also send a voice note on 063-680-959. All right, we are with Ntabi Seng, and this is our legal feature. And you're very welcome to give us a call on 086-000-0959, or you can send a voice note on 063-680-959. I'm still traumatized, I have got to admit. We were speaking about self-defense. And you're Ntabi Seng. Okay, so when is it self-defense?
So like I said, when the danger is imminent. Right, so this person is coming toward you either with Shapile officially this time. It's not a matter of you were able to duck and dive, Shapile, and now you are retaliating. That retaliation will be deemed as self-defense.
Okay, okay, really, guys. I mean, I'm still stuck there. He must hit you first.
Yes.
Okay. If he doesn't get to land on my body. It's not self-defense.
It depends. Mm-hmm. I know lawyers say this a lot, but it depends. If the circumstances were such that it was such a heightened situation, and then this person came toward you out lap or whatever, and you were able to duck that.
Yes.
And then you were able to hit him or her first. In that situation, in that specific scenario, it can be deemed self-defense. The question would be whether you exceeded the bounds depending how far you took it.
Okay, that is so subjective. What does exceeding the bounds mean? Because here's my intention, the one who's protecting themselves. I need to immobilize this guy.
Yeah.
That's my intention. Because if I let go and he gets up, I don't know what he's going to do to me.
True.
So my job, ne, whether it means I take a bet and he gets a show, hore, maudua, he can never stand again. You know?
Yeah.
And I deal with and I immobilize him.
Yeah.
That's my intention. I don't want to kill him, but I want to make sure that he can never get up. Yeah?
In that scenario.
I get it, the guy.
Yeah.
Came to me to harm me.
Yes.
And he's stronger maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe he knew that he can get away with doing a lot of harm to me.
Mm.
And then I'm thinking, never. Never. I must find a weapon and deal with this guy.
Of mass destruction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that the guy never stands up again to come at me. Or those hands can never be used again. Why is that not self-defense? Because I am... Remember, the defense is so that he can never try that again. Or come back with another fist at my body.
Well, the never part might be the one that might get you into trouble.
No, I get it. Yeah, the it never is in that scenario.
Okay, in that scenario.
I'm trying to make sure that he doesn't get up. In that scenario, I'm trying to make sure he doesn't get up and punch me.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to immobilize him quickly.
How worse? So there was a case many years ago in the office where a lady was charged with murder. So she had pleaded self-defense. What happened is that Ntabi Seng and Mudibedi were married or in a relationship, one of those two, and Mudibedi was very abusive.
Yeah.
But on that particular day, he came home drunk and he was shouting and all of those things, but he did not hit me. But knowing that this is what he does on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
When he came at me within his drunken stupor, I was able to duck. And then he was only able to push me against the kitchen cupboards. And a knife fell out of the drawers. So what Ntabi Seng does is that she stabbed Mudibedi in the thigh by the knee here and ran.
Mm-hmm.
So she came back later, hoping Mudibedi would be passed out and she can go to sleep. Upon arrival, there's ambulance, cop cars, who be easy.
Kanti is a weakling.
He died.
Kanti is a weakling.
So he died. So what she didn't know is that she cut one of the main
veins.
And so he bled out. and then he died. So she was arrested.
No, not only did she know, he didn't know that either. He yes. didn't know that, you know, someone can stab him yes. to death.
Yes. So now when she pled self-defense, the state was saying, but yes, in the history.
But he died.
Yeah, he died. That's the thing. So did you exceed the bounds of self-defense? So now my colleague who was handling the matter had to argue whether or not it was within the ambit of self-defense or whether she exceeded self-defense. She was lucky. 174 was granted, so she was found basically not guilty because of the history of the relationship, apart from what happened on that particular day. So under normal circumstances, had it been a situation where Mudibedi pushed me and then I stabbed him, that would have been murder.
Because isn't it that when they teach them, and I could be so wrong here,
yeah.
Target the areas like the leg, you know, the arm, the leg type thing, chances are that this person is not going to die.
Mm. And this person, the accused in this situation, was not educated. They were from, like I seen, a very poor, poor situation. So it was not a situation where you would have at least some kind of an idea that there's veins that run throughout the entire body
and
like that.
And also at that moment, I'm not going to be worried about which vein
yes.
I'm going to pop.
Yes.
I mean,
it's just I want to get out of here.
No. I am certainly not going to be analyzing the body and the veins.
Yes.
I can tell you for free. Even if you ask me now, which vein is going to kill? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just going to try and defend myself.
Yes. So what I'm trying to get at is that each situation...
The bugger dies and then you are left with a problem.
Yes.
Aye, guys.
So in each situation, in each circumstance, I know that the emotions will forever be heightened. But always remember the back of your head, whatever you do,
make sure you
in
don't
protection.
Kidding.
Sometimes it's better to kill the person, I'm just saying. Because then there's no one who's there's going to open a case against
sure
you.
Make sure he's not going to kill you. Yeah? So I know. So this counter.
Yes.
Case. Opening of a case, it happens a lot.
It really does.
So the person who instigates the problem then is the one that counters.
Yes, because they realize they've been beaten to the punch or they've been beaten to a pulp. Either one. And then there's two dockets that now sit in front of a prosecutor, and the prosecutor must decide whether on which of these two cases is stronger. And then if there is no way to decide, then the prosecutor calls you both. Remember when we were talking about domestic violence last week or sometime, and we are saying, the prosecutor says, no, let's sort out this. Let's try and settle this. This is what usually brings it on, because there's counter charges. The instigator says this, the person who was actually the victim says that, so now they bring in a mediator to try and sort out the situation to see if there's a way to get rid of both dockets with both parties, in a manner of speaking, being happy with whatever is going to happen. And then that's what leads to the situation that happens there. But if you happen to kill the other party, there's no one who's going to counter your version of the story. I'm not saying kill people. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying kill people. But it usually ends up being a situation of it's your word to say whether or not the situation was as it was.
Spoo is calling from Turfontein. Hello, Spoo.
Good evening, ladies. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
Good. Okay. So, I'm doing a bit on... side tonight. I just want to elaborate on terms of emotions.
Yes.
Right? Extreme fear, if I'm scared, which is what, if I add to what Tanela is saying, if I pulled the trigger out of fear, or if I kept punching out of fear, like she says, this person is probably bigger than me physically. Right? And I'm scared. It's fear that says, don't let them up, because once they get up, I'm scared of what's going to happen to me, number one. Number two, anger. Can anger be considered as overwhelming or controlling in court, right?
Yeah.
Number three, a mental condition like bipolar. Can it be considered, if I'm a person who has been diagnosed for being bipolar or multiple personalities, whatever mental condition, can that be considered in court, those three scenarios?
The third one, 100%. In fact, Section 76, 77, and 78 of the Criminal Procedure Act actually deals with the mental state of an accused person. So
they'll have to bring in a psychiatrist.
Yes. So what would need to happen?
Get my records.
Yeah. So what would need to happen is that upon your first consultation with your attorney, inform them, or your family members have to inform them that, listen, Thabiseng ha right in the mind. And as a result, we do not believe that Thabiseng had the criminal capacity to understand what it is that they were doing at the time that they committed this offense, right? And then your attorney now brings it up into the court, and then Section 76 is now invoked, and then the matter is postponed for an independent assessment, either from, usually it's a public one, so that your client doesn't pay. You get assessed by Sterkfontein or wherever the case may be, and then they bring back a report which confirms that Thabiseng indeed suffers from this mental situation. We therefore do believe that at the time that this offense occurred, it triggered something, and therefore she could not have what we call criminal capacity. That's that, it's over, the case will be dismissed, right? But the other aspects, the other two that you mentioned, anger and emotional or accidental pulling of the trigger, when it comes to the firearm, let me deal with that. When you get your firearm, you have to go, one, through rigorous training. Two, you have to be found to be competent to acquire a firearm. Once you've gone through that, and you've now have purchased your firearm, before you get it and take it home, the firearm will stay at the shop or whatever while the license is being finalized. During that time, you are encouraged to go to the range where your firearm would be, and you shoot it so that you understand how to use it. The range officer explains to you the process of that. That's why I was saying the standard of care for somebody who has a license for a firearm is much higher than somebody who's stolen it somewhere and just has it because they have it. So you, as a person who has a license, you can argue emotion as much as you want, but the kind of critical care and thinking and training that is included in being a firearm owner will not absolve you from that. In fact, they would not even allow you to plead on culp, because negligence is culpable homicide. They will actually charge you with murder as a result of you being a licensed firearm holder. Does that make sense?
Okay. And
fear is subjective in the situation. So the court will just listen to the evidence and then decide whether or not the fear was legitimate, and then all of that is, it doesn't cancel out that it's possible you could have acted out of fear, but they will listen to the circumstances around your case and then decide whether or not that is enough for them to say you could be let off either on culp or whatever the case may be.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks, Swoo.
Dr. Selby.
Hi, Pamela.
How are you, Dr. Selby?
I'm blessed, young man. And Tavi saying, how are you?
I'm good, Dr. Selby. Neko hupuzi, man.
I'll make you hupuzi, Tavi.
Hey.
Yeah, no, Tavi saying, I'm a babalaya, man.
I didn't say that, Dr. Selby.
I didn't have to say, look, I'm going to live my own. I shall do every Friday. Every Friday, I shall do it. I'm going to say, 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 I'm going to say,
I wanted to sell me. I wanted to sell me.
I'm not going to listen to you, I'm going to say, I'm going to
say, I defend the Dr. Selby. I defend. If it happens, okay.
No, hata ka khutla o tlo mo shapa hata ke.
Exactly.
True that.
Ka tsoha. Re matla teng.
O tlo mmola ya yena.
Yeah.
Bona yena bula epi.
I cannot but chicken toots and the thistle chicken toots.
No, that is how we get out. I get it.
Problem I got one with suicide.
Exactly. Then what?
Yeah.
Then what? Yeah. No. Rautana and Nanoen and Dato Selby. Thank you, Dato Selby.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with more. And listen, you can send in your questions, any other legal matter. 063-688-0959. 086-000-0959. That's where you can call in. All right, and Ntabiseng Tubazana is here. We are looking at all your legal problems, and she is here until 10 today. So send those in on voice note on 063-688-0959. You can also give us a call on 086-000-0959. So we've cleared that one out.
Yes.
We've cleared the fact that that I can be eager, but not over eager.
Yes.
Ne?
Yes.
So I can beat him up, but not too much.
Yes.
And the measure of too much is what?
It's subjective. So the scenario that you had painted, that, you know, your perpetrator is bigger than you.
Yes, Mdibedi decides now he's going to beat me up here. He decides in studio, he's going to hoi me with a clap. And then I decide, you know what? I'm thinking, no, actually he can. I take every chair in this room and I do what I can with any other tool here.
Yeah.
It's not my hands, by the way.
Yeah.
It's other tools here to make sure he doesn't get up again.
Yeah.
To try and beat me up.
Mm, mm.
Except you are saying I must be careful how much damage.
Yes. So those factors are taken into account, actually. The size of the other person, the situation as it was, all of those things, they are all dealt with, because we understand that just because Ntabiseng looks at Ntibidi and thinks she can and probably can take him on,
yes,
doesn't mean that Pimelo could do the same. You know what I mean? So these are the things that the courts look at. That's why it's a very subjective situation that we look at. We don't have a blanket to say that this is the standard that you should look at to exceed.
Or mutomong na le black belt, and you've tried the wrong one.
Hey? Yeah.
Aha. Kimurobe. Fail.
Mm.
Kimurobe. Listen, Anonymous is on the line. Hello, Anonymous.
Hello, I'm Nergai.
Riten likai.
I think that the same name
of
the name of the name of the name of the name of the name of the name of the name of the name of the problem of the name of the name of the name of the name of the
name of
the name of the name of the name of the name of the name of hona le di nkhanya na tse ne kopa o hantle ke bua no di utlo di tshware mo
tshware
o bone e taba ya teng gore ngwana na la re tsile ke mo sia skoro ka rona yena le baba ba tsamaya ba lo shapa patse
mme
ka rena le a day of kanza day or whatever and then kana go le skoro sa baba tsa salata mo le Mova Chigarante, the Vatu, Siva, Banaba, School of Sana, Kivanamon, Kurikatropo. So, one of the hearts of school on him and Tibia has a Tiba or Jalai, Sata about La Hai, Nishima Nukuna, and our monk or a heart on a rare case, because of Otava, we are here. One of the Nabu, she's 16 years. Nishima Nuna, 27 years.
Mm-hmm.
Then Kimuna Rahona or Kualimanaka move. But Chunyanganuna are two subs who won't the removata, and she were in Makili, Avarabu, Shimano, Avaraba, Shimano, and I'm nothing about a different Bagara High, Shimano Okaika. But hey, Haruku, like I speak, it's all over the case, the admission. maponisa araru yele luma mo arifika mwene mshimani kwa na saite arine yena wana mo iyo mfile dite hapili metu okai ati mwana mwana waka ute inga mwana kaka mwana inga mwana mshimani mo patile hosein repetile je re sa ene so a kana le mosebetsi ko se ke tsantsa ke le mosebetsi ke le na ishi ya ba khutla ka tlo ga tlo tsebisa mme wa ha ntse tse ka ofela bo seng mwana kuna ga ba 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 re je tsare ha re le sekolo je so ha re le sekolo le bo ba ha ka ofela re le reporter mwana sa la tsama ya se ba ba ne si ha fitla ha ye barjetsa ho etsa tsene charter ba tsetsa sa le ba le tsana le bana ba bana na ipedi buka tsa bona ditse ke o mong yo mong atlang di buka ditse atle le motswadi atle le le koya ga motswadi so le ke ba tsedi ba tsebe ho bana ba ba ntse so ha re le sekolo nda to mo a e bone bana ba tsaba ba ka bana le di security se le re se kgona go se se important tse 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 ba bona mo Facebook go re ngwana o kwa mo tshwere ntse ba re kana ka ke ka o fela ba re ba tswa ba le mseba ba thusa ba le seba o se ba kopana le mshimano a fele ka ngwana na waka and in the meantime o sa ntse a mo tshosa gore o ska ba wa le ka wa bua o ska ba etsa next because if you got shot to me that they are here to the drug lord and to take off and they are going to kill you then manona la aska bua manona la aketa mushumana ba mutisa skolo manona re traile motsa arisa kwana matlong a mang arisa kwana le kwana ga sepe a re re okay fine
what's
up e wa tsaba otherwise na mo ha ye re ba pholoso abo ya di tu ilene restrict especially na district because ke bana na fela ke nna fela ntate ka tlo so aba se ba ha ntse ke ditse le bone sa leng na phone na re okay ke nna tsho case ya ne di tsima wa ne ya re ya go bona mo what do you I di anga tsena ntse re ya go bona re bretse di office ntse re thotse ngwana re ya office ntse tsa bona a botsa ngwana o etse tsena e ngwana kona dumela go bona o re tlile ntse ba o fela and she was 16 the boy is 20 something years and ona ntse ka ntlo yo ma ona mo dragile
okay.
Mwana sa ntenya la mfayo. Ba thoro na sentse mwana a tswana so e simple. So ke tsi a bula mwana e mshimana tswa ra sa tshwere mshimana. Aba fuya de likant. Ya le bona ga di tswala mona ka mchochisi, ka mona mchochisi, ka mona na o sa re tsa se no ba o khala kids. O khala kids ya. Taba ke. Ke tshisi o re mwana ha ke bile le ena mo before e re mitlisi te bona ga di lanje mwana o ke bile le ena mo na are ena e okay ba mo kile tsa meile tshumi ba mo tloela tsa ma e ena ba mo kile tsa meile ya bo mshimane o and then a o bana mo and then u bona o se mo he the something is that in solo bhuku ka mani and we saying much mani na na yele umu zutsa tie umu tsata ga ne ukhosinya na twa mo hali tsene nwa motsusa so bona bo mantho bo ma bana ma ma mchochisi mchochisi ore tsara kisi go tsongwana ha o tena are u dinetso tsa mani mtho o kere mare ta le shebe taba ya state tshare re ipihe mona na ka se nna ngwana ka o 16 this boy go 26 ne ha re shebe ha ka go because ngwana na na ku na na yena o go dinga tse tsa mane mo tshona na o khono ya bo mtholo o khutla jwalo mare ngwana na ha ke ne ke ntse mo tshwara nna a ka o tlisa mona o ke ntate o ona tshile ngwana o laba le batsana ona tshile lo re le matsatsi a latelang ka mogamo se go ntsamaisa di psychiatrist di psychology
yeah
Yaluring Manunana, Osapo, Fazali books, Yosalem Nat.
Eh, and that.
Aba gena gili fulilo ra rilitse diki nga mo a afelwan ki mat extreme aba extremely fatigue tata ngwana mme re mtama state hospital a tse tre ka ofela nini hata ba tla khonitsa suicide mme yena ne ke botsa mme re na o ka gona hala gona ke bule case e ele nna jwale this time e se sangwe ke a ke ri ha ne e tswa ene ntwa ke mmuso ke bile ka bona because ke kutlwa gore ne mana ithena mo hona mo sa tsamaya hantle mo na
pele o ka hlasela ka tsela yeno no ere ke botsa gore na ela re ha mchochisi a o bitsa a le bitsa le jwetsa o tlotla a qhalanyewe ene le mchochisi a mo hola ka khotika mo SPP senior public prosecutor
yo mme wa tsiba wa nkata mme
okay.
Akitrika di title tse tsalo but ne le mochochisi ona a tshwere KCN
okay
and then rena le leponisa lena le nentse le ndisi tse di tsa di ntho tse leponisa lena ha re se re di batla mo ha di ngola le di ngola o kila bona mme tse sa le re di isa mo
yena
ntongwe le go tsola re ntongwe e tsala ngwana e ngwana go ngwana ke se hopole kana go tsenga tatse
eh
ngwana o tla nna go jetse ka matsatsi ke papa wa tswa ngwana
ke re na le drug
o na le drug and o traumatized o na go jetse kana go tsedi magadi mang o tla tswa go a jetse mme wa he mama wa tswa ke a ke gone go bala ke shebile le mapile na tsena tsantsi ke le furalle and o ska la kwalo because a ke le bona go hopola ntwe ene o ya nyaruwa mme wa bona ke di tsa ntwe a re jwetsa wetseng le na go re ntse re matla mono no o na utla batho ba ba utlela ho le go siwa tsa
okay ntate wa ke ke re tsena na he pele o ka leka wi wi ketsetsa yona ke kopa o go sa le metsha ena morao ne a ke re docket e butswe jwale o re ho nna IO ha ya ngola dintlha ka ofela tsone ba tla go dingwalo a kege
ke mmeng
jwale he wena ko o latelle ka nqena ka police station o latelle station commander o mo jwetse ga baneng nyeweng e tsena le tsena na ka case number so motho ana tshwereng yewe ena ha etsa tsena le tsena le tsena le tsena ka leba ka lena na ke bona eka ke le nhlotse ka monana ha o tsandana o le busy ka mona ka SAPS o tle ka monana ka NPA e beneng utlo hore na motho ana tshwere case ena na ene e le motho re bitsang SPP ne senior public prosecutor haibe inisi okay. SPP wo batle SPP hore na ke mang o mo jwetse hore ya ka wena motho ana tshwereng yewe enana ha yetsa justice ho shotile tsena le tsena le tsena o nkile fela ho ngone na willingly o tsamaile le motho nana ho ya ntlong jwale ka lebaka leo lo ga baneng ha sa hopola gona ho etsa itseng ka lebaka leo ha ba sa tswela pele ka nyewe wena ho ya ka wena it's not enough hore ba ka yetsa nthone e re bitsa no le prosecute which is dismissing the case a ke ebe SPP haika ya pinya kola liona ya dumelana lwena then they will bring back the case ne but if SPP liona esa ofi monate ho hang o ise ho dim ho fihlela o fihla ho NDPP so from SPP re ya ho DPP ne a district and then ka mara mono re ya ho the national only ha ifihla mono ntate
DPP vlela mentality
ki district public prosecutor
or district
ba monana in Johannesburg ke di boss tsa di SPP tsetse ka record tsenana
okay onana aka record o go ke senior prosecutor
so ka gotla nane mochochisa a kenang ka gotleng day in day out ke prosecutor fela and then hona ne ntwe re bitsang CPP ke control prosecutor ke ka hudimo ho yena kenang ka record and then ya ka hudimo ho control ke senior ne bana ba ga go ka ofela o tla bathola ka hare ho court and then DPP ke no tla e thola ka ntle ho court e leng Johannesburg e nngwe e teng Pretoria and then national we thola Pretoria
okay
a ke ha o hlolehile mo ho fedile ho fedile ho itse ke hona hege ka gotlang khatlo discussa ko joetse hore na step by step ya rona wa etse ntwe re bitsang private prosecution now we yetsa ka tsela e jwang ke tsebo ho guide rona o sebetsa jwang ha hona ntwe o thibelang hore o ka etsa private prosecution empa ke batla hore o ye teng o bontse hore o lekile metsha yohle e teng ho wena empa NPP ha ka ba ya o thusetsa ke mogona o kopang hore wena we tlhahlele nyewe ka bowena.
Okay. Go zwale nna ka bona e ne ke tse ke tlanga ka go re ka tsela e seng hantle
wa bona. Ke tsisi e bohloko.
Ka tsela ga ke ne ke ke ntse re plo ba o mo plana e ke ne na ke plana e ke ma re bua le nne ke nna a ke ke le la tla tla mo la hanyane.
Eh.
Go bona ke ke kwa tile na mhla ke kopana le na mhla ke tshwana. That is something that can happen. But what are the one alone? It's got what comes here. You're really worried to miss me. I'm sure that I'll keep it.
Eh, you're a Holland. That when out of it, over now, of fell like I hey, and then house number not to old Holland, then get out to some over now a private prosecution over now, so and so we call it.
I think that's in Ghana. No more, I would be human. I can't know. I can't.
0871 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 0 1 le Catherine ke ntho ke office manager yaka, and then he o tla assist ka di date tsa gore na o ka gona o tla neng go re bua ka nyewe ya hao.
Ke leboa mentate.
Ho lebile nantate.
Thank you.
Let's take a listen to a voice note.
Quick question. I had a butchery. I went into partnership with someone, and then now, due to my credibility, I was forced to resign from the company. But then temporarily, while I sort my credit profile out, credit profile has now been sorted out, and then I signed a letter that was taken to CIPC that I will be removed from the company due to my credit profile. However, will be reinstated once my profile is okay. And then now that my profile is okay, the partner is refusing to reinstate me. And number two, I've been blocked from anything financials of the company. And I don't even know what's going on with the company. How's it doing finance-wise? Can I take that person to court?
I remember this case.
Yes, I think he spoke
We've
to us
before.
We've
spoken to him before. Yeah.
Now that you're fine and you're saying the letter is actually with the CIPC, it means the MOI, it's incorporated into the MOI. So just go on to your... Hey, but you're blocked. But if you're able to get access to the MOI and see whether the letter was changed in any manner that now prevents you from being part of the company, then you have even better grounds to sue him. But the long and short of the answer is yes, you have a right to sue this person. It was an agreement, albeit it may not have been written down. It's still an agreement nonetheless. You can sue them because they're not holding up their end of the deal. Yeah.
All right. Anonymous, there's another anonymous on the line. Hello, Anonymous.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I have two questions. One is, if there is a roadage and someone starts something and end up coming, getting out of his car, coming to you, open your door, and you give him the warning shot, and then they still continue and you shoot them after the warning shot, how does that been pursued in a court of law. And the second one is on the same situation, road rage. Someone comes to you without a firearm, and you talk to them. After they get angry with you, they go to their car, get their firearm, and come to you with their firearm. Can you sue them that they took out their firearm and came to you? And that one is about it's a little bit different.
You know what, Anonymous? I'm going to ask that we park it for next week. We're literally out of time, so she can't. Okay, she won't be able to answer all of them. Just maybe attempt. Okay.
Yes. So with the first one, wherein the person doesn't have a firearm in their possession, but they're coming and pushing at the door, and you did warning shots. Like I said, if you have a firearm license, the standard is high for you, because if you've gone through the trainings and the competency, you should know that doing even a warning shot sometimes will not work in your favor. And also it depends where this warning shot was shot, you know what I mean? But if this person persists to come but with a weapon of sorts, maybe you would be seen as having protected yourself. But if there's no weapon, it's just this person, you may be seen as exceeding the bounds of self-defense. But with the one that went to go get his weapon from the car, that's imminent danger. You have all the right to pull out your firearm and shoot to protect yourself.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thanks, Anonymous. Call next week, ne? Call next week, at 9 o'clock. Okay, at this time. Thanks so much. And Tabby saying thank you. Just give your details out again.
All right. So they can send an email to info@dubazana.co.za. Otherwise, they can call us on 087-265-8010 or send a WhatsApp on 079-654-7523 and Kathy will address you. Otherwise, our office is at 272 Oak Avenue on the ground floor, office G2.
All right, that's it for us, from us from today, and we'll be back tomorrow at 8.
And if you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.